So pressure on Kāinga Ora as landlords after it turns out they haven't evicted anyone in years, despite the fact they're growing calls to do something about behaviour and parties from gangs. That's caused alarm and fear among neighbours. Elderly couple received death threats. They were told they could be moved to an Airbnb. Nothing done to the troublemakers, though. Monte Cecilia Trust boss Bernie Smith back with us. Bernie, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Everywhere you look in social housing, is this a major problem?
Not everywhere. I would say a small percentage, about 4% of tenants create the problems that hit the headlines and create problems in the community, creating fatigue and stress.
Are the government doing the job that nobody else will do? And that's in part the problem.
Well, that's part of the problem, but they create the problem by determining that they are the only ones that can do it and can do it well. Community housing providers would say that we actually not only live in the community, our desire is to build strong, healthy communities and have relationships with tenants, not just when they're in rent arrears, not just when they're creating community havoc, but have relationships so that we get to know them and ensure that supports are there and we can respond quickly to any issues that might occur.
How do you deal with the troublemakers?
Oh, good question, Mike. I guess under the RTA, you know, everyone, the tenant has rights, community has a right to live in safety and, you know, the lack of noise and those sorts of things. So we tend to manage our tenants and support our tenants by having one tenancy manager per 80 properties compared to Kāinga Ora, which was 3 years ago, 350 tenancies per property manager. They're slowly bringing that down. I think they're down to about 150 now. But we will evict if we need to evict. Stuff that we're seeing in the media is just unacceptable. You know, I strongly believe that housing is a human right, a warm, dry, secure home. But when people are getting into behaviour that's threatening and there's no mental health, there's no disability issues, then they need to be dealt with.
So you boot them out. And is that the problem? Because they know at Kāinga Ora they're never going to get booted out, therefore they can do what they're not afraid of anything. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Yeah, well, I think clearly we had a national government that was a little bit punitive in some cases. Now we've got a Labor government that's gone the other extreme. But at the end of the day, a tenant has to realise that it's also a privilege to have a home. It's a home that's been paid for by the taxpayer. Mm. Highly likely that the rent's being propped up by the taxpayer. So it is a privilege to have a roof over your head. And you should behave accordingly.
Couldn't agree more, Bernie. Well done. Appreciate it as always. Bernie Smith, the Monte Cecilia Trust CEO. You should have seen the news last night if you missed it. Winton Property. Their developers, Kāinga Ora, is also in the business of buying up land around the country. They can't work out why. Ferncliff Farm was their example. Tauranga. Multiple developers tendered by Kāinga Ora beat them, and there's the suspicion that they're going into the market, despite the government saying it's not true. They're going into the market and playing over odds to get into land. And he says the Winton people say you've got to let the private sector get on with it, because that's how you get private housing in the country, and that's where your solution lies. I think they're probably right.